Back in January, I put out a poll asking y'all to share with me what your top symptoms were that you were dealing with. I wanted to see what problems you were having the most so that I could make sure that we had episodes with that content on the podcast. In the last 2 years of this podcast existing, we have absolutely killed it with topics like constipation and bloating. But it turns out one of the other top results of symptoms that y'all are dealing with is anxiety. So today I'm talking all about anxiety. Not from the perspective of your minds and thoughts, because I'm definitely no psychologist, but from the perspective of your body. Your anxiety is not all in your head. In fact, I regularly get clients who are able to reduce or completely come off of anxiety medication or reduce regular counseling appointments due to their anxiety levels improving when we heal their gut. So today, I'm sharing 5 causes of anxiety that are in your gut, plus specific steps you can take to improve your gut health to cut your anxiety in half. And if you like today's episode, be sure to subscribe and listen to next week's episode where I'll be breaking down my top tips for how to relax when you simply can't. Hey friend, welcome to the Better Belly Podcast. If you're currently trying endless supplements, doctor visits, and diet changes to heal your mystery symptoms, you are in the right place. We're here to solve the real root causes behind your gut, hormones, skin, sleep, and brain concerns, literally anything and everything in your body. My name is Allison Jordan. I'm a functional medicine practitioner that has supported over 150 clients just like you to heal problems that no one has been able to fix. You don't need a perfect diet or a random supplement you found on Instagram to heal. You need a proven system that heals your whole body from the inside out. That's what I'm here to share with you, episode by episode. It's time to make health easy again. And just as a reminder, this information is not meant to diagnose, manage, or treat disease. Always consult with your own health practitioner before you make any changes to your health. Okay, guys, so I already told you what inspired today's episode. And just so y'all know, today's episode will not be the last episode on anxiety. We're going to be diving into a lot of different mental health and psychological symptoms that people have, including ADHD, in future episodes. But today, we're just going to jump into probably the most common information that I'm sharing with people, whether it's just somebody on the bus or airplane that I'm talking to, or friends of mine when if they ask me about, you know, can my gut be impacting my anxiety? This is what I tell them right away. And before I get into all the top 5 things, I actually want to tell a story. And I know I'm going to be sharing a story at the very end of this as well. So I hope this helps frame experiences for you guys. If you are dealing with anxiety right now and you're like, is it in my gut? Is it in my body? Is this mostly psychological? Because, you know, I've been there. Anxiety feels like it's in your brain. So how do you know if it's in your body or coming from your gut? We're going to dive into that. But first, this story. So I had a client come in about a year ago. Let's call her Aditi. And she had been referred to me by a counselor who just said, hey, why don't you check out your gut? And the counselor didn't know if her problems were in her gut, but she, I don't know, very forward-thinking counselor in my mind. And my client ended up finding my office and coming in and said, my main problem is that I have sky-high anxiety that has just increased significantly and unusually fast. And she's like, I'm a grad student. I work full time. I'm definitely busy. I'm applying for jobs right now as I'm about to finish grad school. There's a lot of stressors in my life, but you know, can we check out my gut? I ended up taking her health history and she had more going on in her body than just anxiety. One of the other big things that came up was that she also had extremely painful periods and would get acne during her periods and just was very not comfortable. She also did get some bloating and just felt like she had some discomfort maybe when she ate, but it was really low. Her big symptoms were first off her anxiety, second off kind of hormonal stuff, especially around her period, and then maybe sort of some like, gut stuff, some occasional headaches, but nothing that she felt was nearly as obvious or as life-changing impactful as anxiety. And anytime someone tells me I have, you know, X symptom going on, for her it was like the anxiety, but then I hear that they have all these other symptoms going on, hormones, even if it was just the hormones, I would immediately say we should definitely check your entire body, because if your hormones are off, hormones are like your report card of your body, especially your period. If your period is painful, if you get really fatigued during your period, if you get really irritable, tender breasts, headaches, any of these things during your cycle or ovulation or specific parts of your cycle, then your whole body is saying there is a problem. We can't detox, our inflammation's too high, and your hormones are going to be super thrown off. So, but just knowing that doesn't actually tell you how to fix it, right? And so we immediately said, yes, you're indicated to check your whole body as a potential source for your anxiety. So we did our typical whole body testing that we do in the Better Belly Blueprint. We did the GI map. We did a Dutch test for her hormones. We did an HTMA test for a hair sample for her minerals and checking for heavy metals in her body. And we did a food sensitivity test. And we found so many juicy things. And I'm actually looking at my notes that I have from her appointments. And she came in December 2022. And by March, just 3 months later, 2023, she was only having 1 week out of the month where she had any of her symptoms. And she actually describes it as, she's like, Allison, I think I was basically having PMS the entire month of, you know, between periods. And then it would slowly reduce. And then just a few months later after that, she said that she had actually no anxiety, no bloating, no cramping, no pain, either before her period or even during her period. It was a total flip, and she was able to significantly reduce the amount of counseling, get off of anxiety medication, and she was just a totally different person. And so she couldn't have known those things just by feeling of what seemed to be going on in her body, because the anxiety felt psychological and it causes psychological symptoms. Like if you have something in your body causing anxiety, you will be anxious about things and then have ruminating thoughts and have fears that are coming up. But the difference is that the anxiety is coming from someplace that's not your mind. It is merely affecting your mind. So let's talk about the five things that can impact and cause anxiety that come from the gut, come from the body, and that are not in the head. They have nothing to do with your brain or trauma you've gone through or, you know, I don't know, bad mental thoughts and mindsets. It has nothing to do with any of that. Praise the Lord. Right? I've done tons of counseling in my life, and one of the best biohacks there are out there is to actually heal your body. So you need to do way less mental health management and things just get way easier. And I'm going to tell you which ones, some of these things that she was dealing with, just to give you an idea of what was going on. So number one, low digestive enzymes. We need to digest our food to be able to get all of the minerals and protein and fat and vitamins out of it. And one of the most common problems that I see in my clients is that they have low stomach acid, low bile, and or low pancreatic enzymes. We can see this on testing. We can see it from symptoms they're having. But when you have low digestive enzymes, in particular of note, you're going to have a poor ability to break down protein. When you can't break down protein, I don't care how much of it you're eating, you will not be able to break it down into amino acids. And then when you don't break it down to amino acids, you're going to have problems with both feeling well after eating protein, energy from protein, building muscle, but also building neurotransmitters, which you need to maintain a healthy, balanced mental health life, including having low anxiety. So you want to make sure that you don't have low stomach acid, you don't have low bile, and you don't have low pancreatic enzymes. That is, again, something that I do with all of our testing in the Better Belly Blueprint. I teach you how to identify if you have one of those problems or multiple of those problems, and I teach you how to heal it so you are not on digestive enzymes the rest of your life. Another side note here on digestive enzymes, like as a supplement, is that digestive enzyme supplements are only a portion of the strength of what you need to actually digest your food. So I have never seen a client feel their best on digestive enzymes. It's more just like to moderate the problem. The best you're going to feel is if your body can self-manage its own digestion by knowing how much stomach acid to secrete, how much bile to secrete. Only your body knows how to do that. Supplements, your doctor doesn't know on a minute-by-minute, hour-by-hour basis how much of those things you need. So what I find is really unique about the Better Belly Blueprint and what I do with my clients is I actually have built in protocols that help heal your body so your body can actually manage its own digestive enzymes and you're not on a supplement, which isn't honestly doing, it's not like the solution, right? The solution is healing your body so it can manage itself. All right, moving on. Number two is poor detox. So a couple things come up when we're talking about detoxing. Detoxing, even when you're not being exposed explicitly to, say, toxins, your body is constantly creating things that your body is trying to get rid of. One of those things, for example, is estrogen. And the main organ that gets rid of estrogen is your liver. If your liver is congested, it's not functioning very well, then your estrogen can slowly increase. And this not only causes estrogen-dominant symptoms like painful periods, heavy periods, light periods, irritability, tender breasts, all those things that you might hear of or associate with high estrogen if you're familiar with the concept. But the other thing is that high estrogen can then imbalance progesterone and that can lead to low, basically you'll get low progesterone symptoms and that actually can cause anxiety. Progesterone is your like chill sleep hormone. It loves being chill. And I'm actually going to share a little bit more about progesterone at the end of this list of five, because it doesn't really fit into this poor detox category, but estrogen does. And so we want to make sure that not just your liver, but every detox organ and system of your body is working optimally. And when it's not, you can get a lot of anxiety, sleep problems, skin problems, digestion problems, hormone problems, etc. So it's, you know, basically anxiety just fits into this whole problem of poor detox. All right, number three, pathogens. So this for my client got really specific really fast. She had a pathogen that commonly causes anxiety and high levels of it. It's called C. diff or Clostridia difficile. So why does C. diff cause so much anxiety? It can block a enzyme called dopamine beta hydrogenase that converts dopamine into norepinephrine. And when that enzyme is blocked, then you'll get too much dopamine and not enough norepinephrine. And one of the symptoms that comes with that is anxiety. You can also get weight gain. You can also get a lot of fatigue. You can also get a lack of get up and go that you might associate with like you need to drink coffee, but it could also be a dopamine is not converting into norepinephrine problem. But again, one of the main symptoms is going to be anxiety. Here's the thing. She didn't come off. Like if you're a nurse and you're hearing me talk about C. diff, you're like, no way. Because most of the time when a doctor hears C. diff or the medical society hears C. diff, they are thinking someone who is having diarrhea that's like water and you're going to be at the ER because it's going to be so bad. But what's not acknowledged is that you can have chronic low-grade C. diff and have basically no diarrhea at all. This girl is actually a little constipated. And that's because her body's immune system was strong enough to keep the C. diff at bay, but not completely get rid of it. And it turns out in her health history that she had actually worked on a C. diff ward when she was in getting her bachelor's degree. So, you know, she wasn't even a doctor or a nurse. She was just doing notes and studying under people. So very interesting situation. She'd never had an acute case of C. diff, just this chronic low grade, but it immediately made sense. I've had lots of clients also have C. diff and not know necessarily where they got it, but if you've ever had a family member or who's had C. diff that you know of, a lot of times like grandparents, or you've been in hospitals, there's a lot of C. diff just floating around hospitals, you're at an increased risk for that being potentially a chronic low-grade problem that your doctor cannot find with the testing they have. That is the sad news. The good news is we can find it. I can help you find it in the Better Belly Blueprint and treat it naturally. Other common causes, pathogen-wise, that I see causing anxiety, mold is one. It's a big one. Mold actually can cause, or its mycotoxins can cross the blood-brain barrier, and when they do, it can create a lot of psychological symptoms, including brain fog and poor memory problems, irritability, mood instability, and anxiety and depression. But mold's another one. And then I do see a little bit of like anxiety, depression going on from parasites, H. pylori, candida, but it's not as specific as C. diff. C. diff just puts it off the chart. So all pathogens are going to create systemic inflammation, which can cause inflammation in and around the brain, and they can also cause problems with like mineral and vitamin deficiencies because the pathogens are stealing those things. So having any pathogens is bad, and it's not helpful to not just, you know, gut health, but skin health and mental health and your every system of your body. You don't want to have pathogens. And unfortunately, the testing that doctors do at hospitals is not good enough. I consistently have clients who, even when they've gotten testing, like a stool test at a hospital, they are not finding these pathogens because the labs are not sensitive enough. So that's the bad news. It's a little discouraging. But the good news is that there is testing that is sensitive enough out there. It's just not covered by insurance. So at the same time, I get these labs to you in wholesale pricing, which on average saves you $100 per lab. I literally had a client who was quoted for one of these labs recently. Oh man, this made me so mad. It was a lab that should have only cost $400, which you might already think sounds very expensive, but the person was quoting it to her for $1,000. I literally wrote her back. I was like, do not buy this. This is a scam. We can get you this for so much cheaper. So that's just a little side note there. So that's number three, hidden pathogens. Number four, heavy metals and nutrient deficiencies. Y'all, not everybody has heavy metals, but the ones who do, I haven't figured out a really chic way yet to figure out who you are. I just test everyone. And the great thing is there's a super simple test called the HTMA test that can find heavy metals in your hair sample. It can see nutrient deficiencies. And when you have either of these problems, your cells are not getting what they need to function properly. And you are at an increased risk of all symptoms in your body, fatigue, brain fog, bloating, constipation, moodiness, irritability, and anxiety. So it's a little bit a less specific thing other than just to say your whole body is starving, which is going to put you ill at ease. And the last one is food sensitivities. So this is food you are eating causing inflammation. This inflammation gets into your bloodstream and it travels everywhere in your body, including your brain. And so food sensitivities cause the systemic inflammation. They can also cause problems like achy joints, achy muscles, poor sleep. Again, it's going to affect everything, not just your gut. And I recommend not guessing, not doing an elimination diet, definitely not doing the low FODMAP diet. If you've heard of that one, don't do it. But getting the best test out there. I have done tons of tests, not for myself necessarily, but I've seen tons of tests and I've done a couple different types on clients. And the best one out there, hands down, is called the Zoomer by Vibrant America. I get my clients a bundle where instead of paying $1,000 plus for the like amount of data they're getting, they're only paying $480. Which is just amazing. So that is the best test out there. It separates food sensitivities that are permanent versus food sensitivities that are temporary, which is amazing, right? Maybe you didn't even know that there's temporary food sensitivities and there's permanent ones. There are. So this test actually shows you, based off of the very deep and high amounts of sensitivity testing it does, if a food is permanent or temporary. And the temporary ones, we teach you how to avoid and then how to reintegrate, how and when to reintegrate. And you honestly end up on a restricted diet of just a couple foods by the end of it. And you are super free of not only food restrictions, but anxiety. So let me come back to low progesterone, because I said I was going to come back to it. Low progesterone is a huge component of anxiety. And I want to tell a story of it real quick of a client of mine who, like, low progesterone was her anxiety and actually her insomnia, like key to fixing both of those things. But low progesterone, how does it actually happen? low progesterone, you don't have low progesterone because you need a progesterone pill from the doctor. You have low progesterone because of inflammation. When a woman's body has inflammation in it, high levels of it, the inflammation tells the woman's body, now is not a good time to get pregnant. And so your body will turn off progesterone as a natural birth control. Basically says, whatever's causing this inflammation, it's not a good time to bear children. So you might stop ovulating, you might have difficulty getting pregnant, you might have a period that stops or is intermittent or really irregular. You might have a period that's really, really painful. That's usually when the estrogen is staying high, but the progesterone drops. And they're supposed to balance each other out, and they're not. And you might see all these symptoms that you see as being estrogen dominant. But you also get symptoms of progesterone being low, which is going to be things like insomnia and anxiety, and often like more loose stool or more diarrhea-y, because progesterone also slows down the bowels. So when you have more of progesterone, you can actually get constipated, which is what pregnant women get from having very high progesterone. But when you have very low progesterone, you can be more prone to having looser stool, which some of y'all who are constipated are like, sign me up for that. But it's, you don't need to have low progesterone to poop, y'all. It just can make loose stool problems worse. So this is what happened to one of my clients, C. We'd been working together to heal her gut for several months, and she'd had all these symptoms improve, like low back pain and headaches and migraines, whole body pain, just she had a lot of pain symptoms. But she also had insomnia and a ton of anxiety. And so we did all this stuff to heal her body, and her progesterone really wasn't picking itself up. And she's the only client I've had to do this with. I said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on a natural herbal solution of progesterone for, it was like 2 or 3 months. It wasn't straight. It would only be during the 2 weeks in her cycle where progesterone should be high. So we had to take her for those 2 weeks. Then she has her period. She comes off. Then take progesterone for 2 weeks. She has her period. She comes off and did that again. By the 4th month, when she didn't take progesterone, her progesterone levels came back up. And here's what happened. Both while she was taking the medication, it wasn't medication, it was herbs. But when she was taking it, and then also when she got off it, she started sleeping through the night and her anxiety plummeted. And then her body basically figured out how to take how to make its own progesterone again, partly because she was sleeping better. And so then because she was sleeping better, that lowered her inflammation and then just kept it there. So that's like a really specific example of how progesterone was. It wasn't her only problem, C's only problem that was causing her anxiety and insomnia, but it was the last problem to solve, that we had to solve it a little bit more aggressively. Every single client since C, all I've had to do is do our key functional lab tests that we do with the Better Belly Blueprint, the GI map, the HTMA, the Dutch test, the Zoomer test, and sometimes the organic acids test. And I teach you if you need that one or not in the program. But when you do those and you find all your problems, your inflammation goes down and the progesterone simply pops back up. You do not need medication. You rarely, again, he's my only client that I've ever needed like an herbal supplement to release, kind of coax that progesterone back up. So those are your 5 causes of anxiety that are hanging out in your gut or in your body. And again, I don't have a good litmus test of how do I know if it's in my gut or not. My best one is, do you have any other symptoms? I don't care if it's a headache or acne or eczema or period-related problems, hormone-related problems, perimenopause, menopause, hot flashes, achy joints, achy muscles, any other symptoms in your body, I don't care how recent or old they've been, they are signs of inflammation in your body and sources that your doctors have not figured out yet. So if you're ready to figure out those sources of your inflammation and get rid of, I mean, really honestly, have your anxiety, because sure, there's going to be psychological components. There's going to be, you know, trauma and mental routines and mental habits you have that might be adding to some of your anxiety. But what if so much of it is coming from your body and you can just make your mental health so much easier by getting rid of it? You can. Join the Better Belly Blueprint today. Go to betterbellytherapies.com/blueprint and you can do a 6-month payment plan or pay in full. And you can even do the Better Belly VIP where when you join, you don't have to do anything yourself. I personally walk you through the entire Better Belly blueprint, where we jump on calls, I help you figure out what labs you need, and then I analyze your labs and create your custom health plan for you. You can have two different tiers of ways to work with me, but go to betterbellytherapies.com/blueprint to join there. And if you want to watch a very thorough video on the exact steps I take in the blueprint to help you heal your anxiety in 3 to 6 months, go to betterbellytherapies.com/training, and I show you the exact steps that are inside of the Better Belly blueprint, why they are so different and so much better and more impactful than any other practitioner you've worked with before. And again, at the end of that, you can join. So go to betterbellytherapies.com/training to get that training and watch today. In the meantime, guys, I hope this podcast episode was helpful and enlightening to you, that it gave you hope that maybe it's not all in your head. Maybe you're not just some broken human being who can't get it right or can't improve or just needs endless gobs of counseling. Maybe there's some things going on inside your body that are fueling the thoughts and chemistry and chemicals and neurotransmitter problems and imbalances behind everything you're experiencing. I want to make your health feel easy and light. So come join the Better Belly Blueprint. And if you haven't already, go also check out our podcast vault at betterbellytherapies.com/getthevault. And you can find all our other episodes on anxiety and constipation and bloating and acid reflux, all organized by category. I'll see you guys next week. Hey friend, I hope you loved this episode. If you've been a fan for a while or newly loving this podcast, can you do me a favor? Drop into Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. When you leave a review, you do so much. You help me know you're listening, you can tell me what you're loving so I know what to make more of, and you help others by boosting this podcast so other people like you can find the podcast too. I mean, it's a win, 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 right? So if you want a way to pay it forward, just go to Apple Podcasts or click the link in my show notes and leave a rating and review. And if you want some more free stuff, just head over to my free Facebook group, betterbellytherapies.com/Facebook, and you can get access to all of my free support for you, including some Facebook group exclusive stuff like my podcast episode vault, where you can search the Better Belly podcast by topic and find exactly what you need to expedite your healing. I cannot wait to see you in there. Catch you guys next week.